Good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And we're excited to be with you tonight. And we want to invite you to pray, sing, and praise the Lord with us. So grab your Bibles, your pen, your paper, open your hearts and your minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would lead our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. We know that prayer changes things. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another chance to come before you in prayer. Oh, my God, we want you to know that we need you, oh, Lord, and we realize we cannot make it without you. We are trusting in you. We are looking to you for our help. You are our very present help. We don't know anyone to turn to but you. Oh, my God, our trust is in you. We're looking to you, and we believe your word today. We want you to help us. We want you to save us. Heal us,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Pour out of your spirit tonight, Lord.
Let them be blessed tonight.
Help them to receive the word of God on tonight, oh, Lord. Help them to believe on you as the scripture has said, that they might receive life. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We need you to heal tonight, Lord. Somebody is burdened down with sickness in their bodies. We know that thou art a healer. We know you can do everything. And we know you got the power, Lord. We want you to touch right now, Lord, those souls that are battling cancer. We know that thou art a healer. You can heal tonight,
Lord.
Jesus. Touch their evil bodies. Give them strength,
Lord.
Heal their heart, oh, Lord. Heal their mind. Heal their soul. In the name of Jesus. Heal the cancer, the lung cancer, the liver cancer,
the
kidney cancer. Heal, Lord Jesus. Those who are struggling with pancreatic cancer, Lord, we want you to touch and heal. God, you can operate, oh, Lord, without a knife. We know you can do it, Jesus. You said in your word, with your stripes we are healed. We believe your word. We take you at your word.
Help us, Lord,
to look to you even the more. Jesus, look on those souls that are struggling, Lord, with drugs. Those who are troubled in their minds. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Help them, Jesus. Deliver their souls. Jesus, come to their rescue, O Lord. Touch right now. Let the Spirit of God be there. Let the blood of Jesus cover, Lord. We know thou art a healer. Those who have eye conditions, we know you're able to heal, Jesus.
Heal the blindness.
In the name of Jesus, you can give them their sight back. We know you can do it. You did it for the blind man. You did it for the lame man. In the name of Jesus, you raised the dead.
You raised the dead, Lord.
Help us to take you at your word. Help us to believe you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save souls to you and give their life to you. Help them to run for their life, Jesus. Let them realize that their time is running out. They don't have much more time down here.
Jesus,
help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Jesus, look on those who are homeless, have no place to lay their heads. I know you're a way maker, and thou art a deliverer. Make a way out of no way. Help us, O Lord, to go into the hedges and the highways and compel men to come into the house of the Lord. Help us, Jesus, to witness, to tell them your goodness, to let somebody know that you can
save and you can heal. We know you can do it. We are witnesses. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We believe your word. We believe it today. We know, Jesus, that you can do all things. You said all power is in your hand. You got the power to speak life in the name of Jesus. Help right now, Lord. Help somebody to believe you, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, to take you at your word and realize that your word is true and that you are a miracle worker. You can do everything, oh Lord. Just help them to only believe in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight. Let your will be done. Send your word. Send thine anointing. Let some soul be blessed tonight. In the name of Jesus, let somebody be changed. In the name of Jesus, in the spirit of your mind, help them to be transformed. Jesus, convert their soul, sanctify them, and fill them with your spirit. The Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, have your way and let your will be done. And we thank you for this prayer. And we give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 46th number of Psalms. That's the 46th. Number of Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come. Behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh war to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the boughs and cutteth the spear in the sun in sunder. He burneth the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and the beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. We thank God for all of you tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. Again, that's 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. And you may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Title I School.
and one is O-N-E. And we want to remember all the souls on the prayer list. We'll continue to pray for Samuel and Mary Anderson, Stephen Allen Sr., Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Dave Paldo, Margie Paldo, Missionary Karen Paldo, Stephanie Williams, and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And those are all the announcements that I have right now. I just want to sing a song. Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name, O Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how is thy name. There is none like you, none like you, none like you, Jesus. Excellent is thy name. There is none like you, none like you, none like you, Jesus. Is excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, Jesus. Excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent. Excellent is thy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm giving honor to God on this evening. And honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer for this broadcast. We're so glad to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time. I do thank God for the scripture and for that beautiful selection. I'm just happy and I'm praising God right now. And I hope you join me in lifting up the name of Jesus. All glory to God because he is worthy to be praised. And I thank God for the scripture that we heard, that we read, how God, he is with us. Amen. He is a very present help in trouble. He's everything to us. Whatever we need, God is. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that selection. How excellent is thy name. Oh, his name is excellent in all the earth. Everywhere around, his name is above every name because God has highly exalted him. and giving him a name that's above every name.
That
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead.
Every knee shall bow. Oh,
yes.
Glory to God. His name is excellent.
Excellent.
We ought to lift up the name of Jesus. We ought to worship him and praise him because he is worthy at all times. Oh, praise the Lord. The scripture says, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
This is what God wants us to know. There's no need of fretting, no need of trying to get this done and that done and trying to control something you have no control over. God is our refuge.
Yes.
Be still and know that he is God. Hallelujah. Because he will be exalted among the heathen. No matter how they try to press and to put down and make you feel like the Lord doesn't exist, he will be exalted among
the
heathen. Amen. And he will be exalted in the earth. So let us lift up the name of Jesus. Let us praise him, for he is worthy at all times. Praise God. I'm just excited. My soul is just blessed just being on this broadcast and listening to the ministry. I can say the truth. I have truly been blessed, and I thank God for it. It's the word of God that comes forth that has been feeding my soul, and I have been feasting off the word of God. And I want to encourage you to also come on over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. And you can enjoy the fatness, of the word of God. Your soul can delight itself in fatness. And this is the kind that doesn't show on the outside. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
You can enjoy as much of the word of God as you desire, and it will show up on your body. Amen.
Amen.
Your soul will be delightful. Amen. Oh, glory to God. So let us prepare our hearts and minds, and let's get ready to hear the word of God. So at this time, let us now focus on hearing from the Lord. Put aside everything, all of your little distractions and anything that is going to turn your attention away from the word of God. Turn down your ringers on your phones. Whatever you're doing, just put that on hold and let us prepare to hear from the Lord. And without further ado, I will introduce to you our speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And as she comes to minister to us, let us pray for her and also pray along with her as she ministers. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. And let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will touch, that you will bless, that you will touch, heal, save, forgive, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't plan to be before you that long, if the Lord say the same. So let's go directly to the word of God in the book of 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and beginning with verse 6. And it reads, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Praise the Lord. Tonight is God's loving concern. And my theme, God cares about us. That is God's loving concern. And the theme is God cares about us. And notice I said us. He cares about each and every one of us. He said all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth it shall die. But God cares about us. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The Lord has been mighty good to his people. Now, the scripture in verse 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he exalt you in due time. We have to submit ourselves to the will of God. And then God, he will exalt us. We don't have to try to lift our own self up or to make out ourselves as to being somebody great or somebody big or somebody that's in such authority. God is the one that is in charge. He's in authority, and we try to obey the will of God and the voice of the Lord. So glory to God. The scripture says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And then it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You see, the Lord is saying that we could cast all our care. It doesn't say cares, but it says care, casting all your care upon him. The things that concern you, we can cast it on him because he cares for us, for me, for you, and for the world. He said in his word, for God so loved the world, gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God cares for us. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. God wants us to be saved. He doesn't want us to have to carry that heavy burden. It says casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God cares for you. He cares for me. He cares for our children. He cares for our loved ones. He cares for those who are sick. He cares for those who are suffering. God cares. And we can take our care and cast it on the Lord. The burden, that heavy load that we bear, we can cast it on the Lord. And the Lord will help us to bear it. He'll help us to get through it. The Bible said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, our adversary is the devil. Glory to God. Amen. Our adversary is not one another, is not the saints of God, but the adversary is the devil. Satan is his name. Glory to God. And therefore, the Bible saying he's as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for somebody that he can devour. Hallelujah. Somebody that he can overthrow. Yes, somebody that's weak. Hallelujah. And don't know how to stand on his own. Satan is lurking. He's just like that roaring lion. I'm told that a lion is a king beast of the forest. I'm told that he does his hunting at night. Hallelujah. He sleeps in the daytime. And at nighttime, he comes out and hunts for his food. God, under the dark skies, that's just like the devil. He likes to work in the dark. Hallelujah. He doesn't want to be seen. But God is telling us to be sober. We have to be watchful. We have to be concerned about our souls. So much so
that we defy Satan and don't allow him to devour us, and that we are able to watch and pray and see the works of the devil. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So he said, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. We can go to God, and we can take that burden that we may be carrying. We can throw it on the Lord. We can thrust it on the God of our salvation. You see, because God can bear it, he can carry the load. Sometimes we try to carry it, but it gets to be too much, and we can't carry it. That's why we can cast it on the Lord, because he cares for us. He is concerned about us. He's concerned about our welfare. It's not his will that we be in bad health. The Lord wants us to be healed. Glory to God. The scripture was read earlier. He is the health of our countenance. Glory to God. He will keep our bodies. He will keep us healed. So that's why we cast our burden on the Lord, because he cares for us. Sometimes we go to one another, but one another refuses to carry that burden. Glory to God. It's too much for us. Glory to God, but we, as the people of God, we have somebody that we can go to, somebody that can carry our burden, somebody that can carry that trouble, somebody that can help us to overcome the trouble in our lives, the burdens that we bear, the sickness in our bodies. God, I said, God, he can carry it. He can fix the situation.
Yes, he can.
He cares about us. He cares. Somebody wrote a song, said, God cares. He cares about his people. I'm reminded of the children of Israel when they wanted to praise the Lord. They just wanted to go into the wilderness and praise God. They prayed for 400 long years. But God, he answered their prayer. He heard their cry, and he answered their prayer. And he made a way that they could go and praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God, they were able to lift up the name of Jesus, to be thankful unto him and bless his holy name for the great things that he did in their lives. God cares. God cares about us. He cares about his people. The Bible telling us that Satan is walking about seeking whom he may devour. He said, whom resist, that knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. We have to resist Satan. He's seeking us. He's seeking us out. He's seeking us out so he could devour us. But God is on our side, and he's a way maker. Hallelujah. He's away in the wilderness, even when the enemy come upon us to eat up our flesh. The Bible said they stumbled and they fell. The Bible said, but the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he had suffered a while, after you have gone through for a while, you have undergone your test and trials. You have undergone sickness in your body. The Bible says, next Advent, he's going to establish you. You're going to be stable. He's going to strengthen and settle you. God, he will strengthen you, and he will settle you. You won't be easily moved or shaken with every wind and every doctrine, because God, I said God, he cares about us. Glory to God. The word says in Psalm 37 and 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. God is going to bring it to pass. Not maybe, but he shall. It's filled with the skill that God shall bring it to pass. We don't have to doubt. We don't have to worry, because he shall bring it to pass. The word says, casting thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He's going to keep you. Hallelujah. I heard the word say, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Yes. Glory to God. He will keep us. He will sustain us. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. He's not going to allow us to be moved out of our place. But God, he's going to settle us. He's going to establish us. Yes, he's going to fix us so we'll be able to stand. We won't be shaken and moved out of our places. We won't be wobbly. Hallelujah. But God, I said God is on our side. God cares about us. God loves his people. God is right there to help us. And that right early, glory to God, when the enemy thinks he has us, God is right there to be a burden bearer, to be a way maker, to be a door opener. Hallelujah. He's an encourager. He will encourage your soul. He will strengthen you where you seem to be weak. He will build you up where you're torn down. We can cast that burden on the Lord. Just cast it on him. And Jesus, let Jesus think it for you. In St. Luke 12 and 22, and he said unto his disciples, therefore, for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. Sometimes people worry about what they're going to eat, what they're going to put on. Hallelujah. Amen. And their body, being sick, they begin to worry. But we don't have to worry. We can give it over to the Lord. And he can work it out. Hallelujah. We can look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We can give it to him. We can just cast that burden on the Lord. That heaviness that seemed to weigh on our hearts sometimes, weigh us down with the cares of this life. For God, I said, God, he cares about us. The people of God, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We can turn it over to the Lord. I heard Jesus say, if he asks anything in my name, he said, I will do it. We can go to God in prayer. We can ask him to lift that burden, hallelujah, and he said, I will do it, my God will do it. When it looks like you're down in the dump, we can go to God in prayer. Sometimes you're fasting behind it, put shut in behind and my God will come to our rescue because he cares about us. God cares. God cares. He cares about us. He'll lift that burden off us. He'll make us right. Hallelujah. He'll turn our mourning into dancing. Sometimes we find ourselves going forth in the dance after the Lord lift that heavy burden off of us. Glory to God, we can rejoice in the God of our salvation and thank and praise him for the work that he has done in our lives, for how he gave us strength when we was weak, when it looked like we were out for the count, how the Lord came just in time and lifted the burden and took us through the test that we were enduring. Glory to God. God cares about us.
God cares. Yes, he does.
God still cares about you. Don't feel like nobody cares because God cares and he'll send help for you. Hallelujah. God, he'll send his children to come to you, be a blessing to you. Glory to God, or to give you the word of God to help lift that burden off you, or they'll pray for you. Hallelujah. And the Lord will strengthen you and encourage your soul to seek the Lord for your salvation. I'm a witness to it. I'm a witness because I haven't always been safe. But God sent his messenger, and his messenger came and gave some encouraging words. His messenger came with prayer. Hallelujah. And the Lord, I said the Lord, began to draw me in with his bands of love. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn you in. It was love. It was love that drew us into the Lord. Hallelujah. It was the love of God that had mercy on us. I'm glad about it tonight. I'm glad. I'm glad about what God has done. I'm glad that he's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence. God is good. He's good. He's great. He's a great God. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that he cared about me when I was in my sins. I was a wretch and a sinner undone. But God so cared about me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm glad about it. I'm glad that he didn't pass by me and leave me in the muck and the mire. But God, he came to my rescue. What a mighty God we serve. A great God. A merciful God. A God of compassion, a God that cares.
Yeah.
and delivered me. Glory, glory. It may be somebody out there right now. You don't know which way to go. You don't know what to do. You're carrying a heavy burden. You can cast it on the Lord. You don't have to take your own life. You don't have to give up. Hallelujah. As though you have no hope. There is hope tonight in the Lord God Almighty. Jesus, Jesus is our hope. He's concerned about you. He cares about you. He loves you. Hallelujah. He gave his life for you. Jesus, Jesus, he cares. He's concerned about you too. Glory to God. You can give it over to Jesus, and he can work it out. Give it to him tonight.
Amen. Yes.
That problem that you are carrying, give it to Jesus. Let him work it out. He loves you. And the people of God love you. Because Jesus loved us. He had mercy on us too. So we have mercy on others. Glory to God. Give your life to Jesus. Give that burden to the Lord. And let him work it out. He's able. He's able to save you. And he's able to heal you. He's able to bring you in out of the world of sin. All of those things that are weighing you down, trying to cause you to end your life. You don't have to do it. God cares. He's concerned about you. That's why he's sending his word. That's why he has these broadcasts. Hallelujah. He's got it so that the word of God can go out to you, that you might be saved, that you might be set free from your burden. All you have to do is give it over to Jesus and let's work it out. There may be somebody right now. You can give it to him right now. We may not be able to see it, but God sees you. He's looking down on you right now. He's willing and ready to lift that burden from your soul. If you just believe on him, just believe, take him at his word. The word that has been preached tonight, if you believe it and believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, you can be free tonight. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you look upon the souls, all those who are out there in radio land. Somebody want to make a change. Somebody is tired of living that old sinful life. Somebody is tired of going in their own way. Somebody is tired of carrying that heavy burden. Help them to cast it on you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them to give their heart to you, their mind, their soul, and their body. Help them to give it over to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, out of their transgressions, forgive their sins. Oh, my God, have mercy on them, oh Lord. Save them, Jesus. Let them realize that you're here right now to deliver them. Help them, oh Lord, to give up the world and the worldly ways. Turn from their way. Help them, oh Lord, to seek your face and call upon your name, oh Lord. If you believe God right now, glory to God. If you believe that, thank you, Jesus. Let the Lord touch you. I tell you, God is here to do the work right now. You can reach out. Reach out. Touch Jesus. And he'll touch you back. Jesus, have your way, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. I know you're able, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord. Heal, oh Lord, those who are sick, carrying burdens. and afflictions in their bodies. We pray that you touch and heal them, oh Lord. Save them, oh Lord. Oh my God, we know you're able to repent of their sins and give their life to you. Help them to make a vow unto you that they will live for you if you heal their bodies. Oh my God, I know you can do it, Jesus. Do it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord. While we're praying, Lord. Right now.
Right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, God.
Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Be merciful, oh Lord.
Have mercy, Jesus.
And afflicted. Those who are incarcerated. Those who are sick on the sick bed. Those who are institutionalized. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Help them to turn their hearts and minds toward you. Give their life to you. We know you're able, oh Lord. And now, Lord, we thank you. I thank you because I believe you and thank you. I don't care. I don't care how it is. And I don't care how it is. I believe you and I. I know that there's nothing too hard for you. You can do everything, oh Lord. I thank you in faith.
Surroundings, yes.
God cares. The devil doesn't like that.
Amen.
Like that.
and he's trying to discourage us. He wants us to believe that God does not care, but he's a liar.
He's a liar.
God does care. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
She preached about the loving concern, God's loving concern that he has for us. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to repentance.
Amen.
That's love.
Yes.
He truly does care. And he wants you to be made whole, not just spiritually, but also naturally. He wants your soul to prosper and to be in good health. He wants you, he wants the best for you. Praise God. And I thank God for that. You know how Lord, he's always looking out for us. Somebody sing a song saying, he's always looking out for me. He's always busy opening doors that I don't even see. Praise God. The reason that I have legs to walk, eyes to see, ears to hear, is because of God's loving concern. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Had it not been for the Lord, we would not be here. But I thank God for the word of God. I just want to encourage Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and allow God to have his way in your life. And I want to say to those of you who are listening, to take this word in and apply it to your life starting right now. And be encouraged and know that God cares for you. He cares for all of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for this portion of the broadcast. And at this time, we're going to give way that we have other remarks coming through our evangelists on the line, or any clergy that may be on the line and you desire to have remarks. This is your opportunity. You may do so now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, speaking of God's loving concern. And this was truly a beautiful message, reminding us that we can cast our cares upon God because he cares for us. And she began to talk about, you know, how we don't have to carry our burdens by ourselves, but we have someone who cares and can help us to bear that heavy load. Sometimes we might tell this one and that one about the things that we're going through, but the only thing they can really do sometimes is listen, and sometimes they don't even want to listen. But we have God who cares about our burdens, and not only will he listen, but he'll help us to bear them, that we're able to get through it. I thank God it was a truly beautiful message. Our mothers and our fathers, our people may love us, they may care about us, but there's God, he created us. So there's a special type of care that he has, and I'm just so overwhelmed. So such a very beautiful, beautiful message. Thank God for the word of God. Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise be to God. Any other clergy? Well, if not, we just thank God for this portion of the broadcast and for those remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. And we just thank God for all things. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. Thank the Lord for all of the radio listeners, all of you who have tuned in on tonight. I just want you to know that God is concerned about you and God cares about us. So I thank the Lord for that message. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Amin and Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia, and Cheryl, and whoever else is on the line. We thank God for you and for your support. I don't know if Evangelist Khadija knows this song or remembers this song, That's Love. So use these things with the Templettes.
Amen. I just try to get the beginning of it.
I don't remember.
Oh, what love he has for me, that he would give
His light. Oh, what love he had for me, that he would give his life. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love.
Yes.
Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. Oh, that's love. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head for me. He died. That's love. That's love. Oh, they hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head for me. He died. That's love. That's love. But that's not how the story ends. For in 3 days, he rose again. That's love. Oh, that's love. That's not how the story is. For 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. Oh, what love he had for me, that he would give his life. Oh, what love. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. That's love. Glory
That's
to God.
Love.
In his life. Love is an action word. And when you love, hallelujah, you're going to do something about it.
Yes,
you might
Lord.
See a brother's need. And if you have the love of God, you're going to do something about it. You're going to fulfill that need if you can. Or you're going to try to see about them, see how you can help them or what you can do for them. That's love.
Yes,
hallelujah.
That's love.
The love of God constraineth us. That's love. Glory to God.
Love.
Jesus gave his life for you and me.
Gave his life.
Love.
Yes,
thank you,
That's
Jesus.
Love.
I thank
you,
God.
Lord.
I heard that message on the day about that love. We need more love. We need it. We need it. We need more love. So we
need
can
more love.
Brothers and sisters right.
Yeah.
And deny ourselves. Hallelujah. So we can help somebody else. Hallelujah. So we can treat them like the Bible says. Hallelujah.
Yes,
no hatred. No ill will. No animosity. No enmity. But love. But
love.
I thank God. God. God is love. And he that is born of God loveth. Glory to God. The Bible says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. He loved us enough that we should be called the sons of God. What a mighty God.
What a mighty God.
A God that cares. A God that's concerned about his people. I tell you, God is good. He's good. I tell you, God, my soul is stirred up.
That's all right.
God is concerned about us. So therefore, we as the people of God and born again believers in God, we care about others.
We
care about people. And especially they that are of the household of faith. Glory to God. I'm just going to come on in because I tell you the truth. I'm stirred up all over again.
Go ahead and
y'all
got
to go again because God is good. His word.
He's good.
His word
His word is sharper. It's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between the marrow and the bone. And it is an intent of the thoughts and the intent of man. Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. I thank
God for his word. I know my time is out, but God is good. That message on the day, that was a powerful message coming from Evangelist Tamim. She preached under the anointing. I enjoyed every bit of it. Thank God for his word. We need that love. We need it. We live in the last days, and we got to have it. So we thank the Lord. Thank God for Sister Cheryl. Give me up.
Yes.
Amen. See, thank the Lord. It means a whole lot when you got somebody behind you, pushing you.
Yes, it does.
Amen. Helping the train go up the hill. Glory to God. Right. Thank you, Jesus. Then everybody can jump on when we go down and get a free ride. Amen. So we thank the Lord at this time. If there's nothing else for Daniel Tamim, would you like to have anything else to say?
Nothing else at this time. Okay. Know that God cares.
Yes. Then it's Khadija.
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. It's going to bring the broadcast to a close. We expect to be back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. If anyone would like to have a Bible, free Bible, King James Version, just text or call 856-304-7774, and we'll see that you get a Bible. God bless you, and good night.